fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 31st day of May. The prepper tip today is inventory all your food, spices, cooking oil, your ways to prepare and store food. It's all equally important. You need to do that. You need to do it soon. Fill in the blank spaces. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend, J.R. Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog, books for sale at Amazon. Jeff Nyquist began a quest about 37 years ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the international communist conspiracy. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us, sir. We already have a regular caller, always interesting calls from Thomas in Germany. Good morning, Thomas.
Greetings, gentlemen. Good morning. Mr. Nyquist, this week I don't have a clear question. I would rather like to report on something very interesting and the worldwide reactions surrounding the passing of a law in the Polish Parliament on May 26th, establishing a committee for the study of Russian influence on the internal security of the Republic of Poland. And there's unified public reactions from many European countries. The newspaper article of all major newspapers today have a leading quote of the U.S. Foreign Ministry. And to me, it is all indicative how powerful this most important secret is defended by infiltrators, basically worldwide. So this committee is to investigate cases of public officials or senior management who in the years 2007 to 2022 under Russian influence acted to the detriment of the interests of the Republic of Poland. Now, again, all newspapers today were full. The left faction of the European Parliament has scheduled a discussion today in the European Parliament about this. Poland is absolutely smeared with the headline basically that this is election interference against free and fair elections this fall. I was concerned to basically have the main quote done by the U.S. Foreign Ministry on this. And yeah, I just wanted to report on the event. I think it just shows how Poland woke up like the Ukraine and wants to kind of clean up its institutions through this committee. But it also shows, you know, how much and how unified you know, the opposition is, and what weapons they use a smear campaign. Do you want to comment on that, maybe?
Yeah, well, it's fascinating. Do you have the state U.S. State Department statement about it? That would really be interesting. What did they say exactly?
Yes. So the U.S. State Department is in all newspaper articles today, and it is quoted that Poland is mistreating its powers, and they are influencing free and fair elections, which are happening this fall.
Now that, I mean, my gosh, you talk about a confession that they're under, that the left that controls the U.S. government, Democratic Party, is sensitive about the Polish looking for Russian influence agents. I mean, this is amazing. Here the U.S., the Democratic Party was accusing Donald Trump of being the equivalent of a Russian information agent. They were doing this giant witch hunt themselves. But now that Poland's looking for the real deal, they're all alarmed. That's just amazing. That is such a great story, right, in itself. And, of course, this begs the question as to what's going on in terms of this war.
Yes.
Countries like Poland, you know, I've talked to people in Europe, led the way in getting other countries to help Ukraine. And, you know, a month after the war started, the U.S. had done nothing and didn't want to do anything, the U.S. president and the White House. I talked to a lobbyist that was in the White House some months ago. He told me that a month into the war, and they didn't want to do a thing to help Ukraine. What happened is Poland and Great Britain embarrassed the administration. They were going to be outed as doing nothing. So they had to do something. And when they were asked for the HIMARS, the one effective weapon, they said no at first. And again, it was Britain and Poland that embarrassed them into giving 12 mobile artillery pieces in a war where there are hundreds, if not thousands, of howitzers and rocket launchers. And those things turned the tide. But one has to wonder what is going on behind the scenes. But this is very clarifying. This report is very clarifying. What are the nations that denounced Poland in their press? Did you see this in Sweden? Or was it France, Britain, Germany? What country?
In the main article, we have the initiative on the European Parliament level that is today, and that initiative is also European wide. In the article, then, is brought forward as the only concrete other country. Critique from Washington says the U.S. government is worried about this law because it could misuse and hinder free and fair elections. And then they draw a comparison that they are worried that although there is a great security collaboration between Poland and the U.S., they don't want Poland to get authoritarian like Turkey with Erdogan. So they are comparing the Conservative or Patriot Party in Poland with Erdogan. At least that's how this article is written. And those are quotes.
Yeah, it is so. In attempting to find out who is an influence agent of Russia is somehow authoritarian.
Yeah.
And of course,
it's very interesting to follow.
Yeah, and of course, this was the problem in Poland. Gosh, it was 2007. They made the discovery that Russia was manipulating the political parties in Poland through agents out of the defense ministry, out of the Polish military intelligence. And they had to purge some of those people. And, of course, it became a prolonged struggle. But Russia is interfering in many countries internally, and the United States is one of them.
But the law has been voted on in the Polish parliament. The Polish Senate has wanted to block it, but it has been signed into law since 2 days ago. And yeah, so far I don't think it can be stopped. But this whole event is very interesting in showing, you know, the weapons and the power of the left.
Yeah, and how the left is rallying essentially to cover for Russian agency. What does the law specifically do? Is it clear from the way it's written what it's intended to do?
Well, it is intended to look through all of the political kind of decisions from public officials and senior management from 2007 to 2021. And then it says the decisions that the committee could make include, among others, repealing the administrative decision issued as a result of Russian influence, issuing a ban on performing functions related to the use of public funds up to 10 years, and the withdrawal and prohibition of security certification for 10 years. And this would mean a ban on performing public functions or working in managerial positions in administration or in an NGO that received subsidies from Russia. And it could also, you know, affect members of parliaments and senators.
I wonder how Anne Applebaum's husband has reacted to this.
I don't know.
The former foreign minister of Poland, trying to remember his name, Sikorski, I'm thinking is his name, if I'm remembering right. So it is the equivalent of social democrats in Poland that are objecting to this as well, I take it?
Absolute. There is the whole democratic side. It's similar to the U.S. This is led by Tusk, and he is this is actually, you know, we just have the fortunate situation that the majority in Poland is conservative patriot, but the gap and the intensity of different opinions left right in Poland is very comparable to the U.S.
Interesting. Yeah, because he was Tusk was prime minister when that plane went down with the president of Poland.
Exactly.
Going to Smolensk.
Yes.
And they did a very funny song and dance with Putin and Medvedev. And Putin had said that he was going to personally lead the investigation, which was a complete fraud and a cover-up of the crash of the president of Poland's plane going to Smolensk. And, of course, this was the Katyn Forest massacre of Polish officers during World War II.
Yes.
And this was, you know, and I think that there's many people in Poland who believe that plane was intentionally caused to crash. A Polish journalist friend of mine said that many of the anti-communists that were hated by Moscow were on that plane. It was sort of a gift to be able to kill all those people all at one time. And I think they did do it. I mean, I was pretty convinced by what I heard at the time and by what I saw. And of course, the hug fest between the Polish government and Prime Minister then, and the Kremlin was quite disgusting under the circumstances.
And this year, around the May celebrations, end of World War to the Polish government has issued an official statement or conclusion on the investigation into the plane crash, holding Russia guilty for it. So that was about a
month
ago.
Oh, okay. I missed that one. So what was it that they said how they crashed the plane? They guided it into the trees? You know,
I
with
don't
the
have
beacon
the details.
Okay.
I just
interesting.
Know the, yeah. So that is, in a way, a continuation, this kind of McCarthy committee in trying to clean up internally.
Mm-hmm. See, there's so much the Russian blackmail. This is something that Vladimir Bukovsky talked about, the late famous Russian dissident Vladimir Bukovsky, who acquired 50,000 to 80,000 documents from the archives of the Communist Party Soviet Union. Among his archive, by the way, are documents indicating that Joseph Biden was a Soviet agent of influence. There was a document, a Central Committee document, which reported that Biden had told them, look, I'm on your side, I just have to pretend to be against the Soviet Union, but I don't really care what you do. You know, it's very interesting, you know, because they have this system, the Russians do, of cultivating politicians and destroying the careers of politicians and rising up politicians using little bits of cash and influence and communist front organizations. Biden, for example, was put into the United States Senate by Armin Hammer, which we know now was a KGB agent, and has been supported by communist fronts like the Council for a Livable World. And so the mystery is these people in 2012 all did an about-face. They'd all been helpful to Russia their whole careers, long careers, and suddenly they all did an about-face all at once, and suddenly they were against Putin in Russia, and then they were starting to accuse Republicans of being Russian, like Donald Trump of being Russian puppets. And this is what we've been living with now for the last decade in the United States, and it's one of those things that people just can't see. And the mystery is how they are carrying on through this war in Ukraine and what the machinations are. I mean, I have to admit, I don't fully understand it. It's very curious. And I'm very worried that Poland is being betrayed in some way.
Yes, because usually there are some fires in Europe around Serbia, fights on that territory against NATO troops, and obviously Hungary has shown its true allegiance also to Russia. And Poland and Hungary, they had close relations, and they had to be stopped. But yeah, in all of this dependence of the Ukraine and Poland for U.S. military aid, and now this background where the U.S. is defending, covering all of this up and attacking Poland on this committee. Yeah, it's concerning. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if they can successfully ostracize Poland, and it could be, we don't really fully understand when, remember I had this conversation with Colonel Stanislav Lunov, a GRU defector, said, how does the GRU and how would the KGB treat an agent who becomes the president of a country or a prime minister? How does that relationship work? And he said, "Oh, you can't call them an agent then. They're a friend." And he said, "It's very important to realize that people who reach that level can hurt you, And so you have to be very gentle with them and give them a lot of room because, people who are on a leash, who you have gotten control over through blackmail or bribery by compromising them, basically, to be an agent, if they've risen in politics to a certain level, they can use their new status to retaliate on you." An interesting example of the assertion of independence by a likely agent of influence is John McCain. If you remember, he was a United States senator who had been a prisoner in Vietnam. I did interviews. I never turned it into an article. I interviewed three people who were in the Hanoi Hilton in prison in North Vietnam with him. And they saw things that they believed he was an agent of. He had been recruited. They saw things that he did. And there was a Cuban communist doctor who'd visited him at his house. And that a North Vietnamese official told one of my witnesses that he had a Vietnamese wife, even. And it was a very interesting story. But McCain, look at who McCain chose as his running.
Hold on, Jeff.
Yeah,
we got to
break. When he ran for president, yeah.
We got to break. We'll be right back. Stand by.
Thank you. The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, everybody. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 31st of May. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. If you'd like to get the exact same equipment, no different, same production line, the Department of Defense uses for their vehicles to protect from EMPing, you can do that at my website and save $50 per unit at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog, books for sale at Amazon. Jeff, before we get back to our discussion here with Thomas from Germany, how can people subscribe to your website, please?
There's a PayPal button below every article or video where they can contribute to the site to help it keep going.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. Let's continue with Thomas. You were caught off by the break there, Jeff.
Right. Well, John McCain has this background where he's, you know, the Khmer Rouge is publicly in their broadcasts when they were fighting the North Vietnamese called McCain an agent of North Vietnam. And at any rate, he picked Sarah Palin to be his running mate. And Sarah Palin is sort of a very right-wing kind of person who would not be, you know, one of these blackmailed kind of people. And so it was like an insurance policy. If you expose me, if you try to twist my arm, this is what you're going to get is in the White House. You're going to get Sarah Palin. And he didn't like Sarah Palin. clearly when you read Sarah Palin's writings about the campaign and everything. He picked someone he didn't like, but he picked somebody that Moscow wouldn't like even more, which is, you know, and I'm speculating. I don't know that John McCain was a Russian agent, but he was in a very compromising position as a prisoner, with his father being the admiral who commanded the Pacific Fleet, and they were torturing him in that prison camp. And the next thing you know, he's treated very differently, according to certain witnesses. So that's an example of what. So how would an influence agent? There was a fellow who was the head of the Office of POW MIA Affairs in Vietnam, North Vietnam decided the communist Vietnamese announced that they were going to release all their secret files on all the U.S. POWs. Senator John McCain comes flying into Hanoi. This is before we had diplomatic relations with Vietnam. And of course, this fellow was very curious. What is this U.S. senator doing flying to Vietnam? And he was told by a communist official in Vietnam that Mr. McCain was a very special prisoner, and that they had things on him, and that he was very worried about them releasing these files. So this was a way of them yanking his chain, so to speak. So imagine in Europe today, all these politicians, these powerful people, and media people, by the way, because the Russians were very good at recruiting people at newspapers and in television media, recruiting journalists. One of the things Lunev told me, he says, well, what is a typical person you recruit as a spy? And he says, a journalist, you know, because a journalist is kind of a spy already. You know, he's trying to find things out. Now he's just trying to find things out for us, and we're paying him extra money under the table. And so you have this thing going on in Poland. You see, the explanation is readily apparent, because they've got, you know, the Russians have been working for decades to establish all these friends in all these countries. So.
Yes, and we will see. I mean, it's just worrying that, you know, the U.S. Department of State expressed yesterday the concerns over the creation and verification of that committee. And, mm-hmm. Yeah, Poland had to react. So the Polish Ministry of Foreign Affairs is in dialogue to try to let this committee, you know, commence its work.
Yeah, this will be an interesting story. This is the thing, is that we, back when we were catching spies in the 1980s, there's a book called Merchants of Treason that came out in the mid-80s, and 1984 was the year of the spy. We had more people convicted of treason or under indictment for treason, for espionage, in this country back then than we'd had ever in our whole history. And in this book, it has a list of all the people, many of them U.S. military people. But unbeknownst to the authors of the book, you had Aldrich James and Robert Hansen, who were spying at that time for the Russians. And these were high-level people charged with watching the Russians in counterintelligence in the CIA and the FBI. And there were others, and there's the ones we didn't catch. So the ability of the Russians, this is their forte. They're not very good, as we could see, at fighting a war, but they're really good at this espionage thing and this infiltration thing. And that's where this front is, perhaps their chance of winning is the greatest.
Thomas, thank you for your call. It was a great input, as always. Thank you, sir. Got about an hour break coming up. We have a caller on hold. Let's go ahead and get started with this next call before the break. James in Pennsylvania. Good morning, James.
Good morning, John. Thanks for taking my call.
The break's here. Hold on, James. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Wednesday, the 31st of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo in Des Moines, Iowa, the second weekend of August. Details and tickets at thelibertyman.com. If you're tired of being tired, get yourself an energy cleaner. If you have arthritis pain, other pain, get yourself an energy cleaner. Details at my website where you can buy your energy cleaner, your mattress pad to go with it, using PayPal, or you can call my toll-free hour line for a day. That's 800-592-9543. Fitting with Jeff Nyquist's website, jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog, books for sale at Amazon. And we have a question or comment from James in Pennsylvania. Let's hear that, James.
Thank you, John. Jeff, my question is, with Biden basically being bought by the CCP, if we are attacked directly by them, how do you see his involvement playing out? And I guess there's multiple facets to that question. With his collusion, what would be the response of the military and other power structures in the government? Being that it seems like the, you know, anywhere from the FBI, you're just going down the list. There's so many entities within the government that are themselves bought out that it's hard to see that there might be resistance to that. And would that literally be him commanding troops to stand down? Would that be just him trying to, on the periphery, impact what happens? I was just curious how you see that playing out, if indeed it, you know, it does happen that we are attacked by them.
That's a good question, and it's interesting that we actually have a historical precedent. A lot of people don't understand this, but in World War II, in 1943, after the Battle of Stalingrad, many of the German officials realized that the war was going to be won by the Soviet Union. In 1943, there were no Allied armies in Europe. They were fighting in North Africa in April 1943, and they had not landed in Europe. There hadn't been an invasion of Italy or of France yet. And so the collapse of the Russian front meant Soviet armies entering into Germany, into the heart of Europe, maybe going all the way to the English Channel. And many officials converted to being Soviet agents. And if anyone wants to read about this, the memoirs of the head of SS Foreign Intelligence, his memoirs, Walter Schellenberg was his name, he wrote about how the head of the Gestapo, Heinrich Müller, attempted to recruit him as an agent of Stalin. And the incident is related. It happened in April 1943 in his memoirs. And, of course, there are books about the fact that Heinrich Müller and Martin Bormann, the head of the Nazi Party for Hitler and Hitler's right hand, were Soviet agents. And there is evidence in Hitler's table talk of praise for Stalin, of talking about what a fine fellow he is. And there was the discovery in Reinhard Gehlen. He was a top German military intelligence official who was a German general who had discovered, along with Admiral Canaris, a system of transmitters being operated by Martin Bormann, transmitting coded messages to Moscow in 1943. And they confronted Hitler about it, and Hitler said, oh, that's my back channel to Stalin. He has my permission. So this indicates that Hitler was collaborating with Stalin, even as he was fighting Stalin, and that he had, among the top German officials, he had Stalin's agents around him. Now, how much Hitler knew or didn't know, you look at the Battle of the Bulge, for example, at the end of the war. Why did Hitler take all of his panzer divisions, practically, two panzer armies, and put them against the Americans and attacked us with such tragic loss of American life in the Battle of the Bulge? And what was holding up the Russian front? Why weren't the Russians, you know, Eisenhower wrote in one of his letters, where are the Soviets? Where are their armies? So when you talk about, and then you have the Eisenhower administration, you had, Roosevelt administration during the war, you had Harry Hopkins, who lived in the White House, who many experts believe was Agent 19, was a Soviet agent. You had Harry Dexter White, who was effectively running the Treasury Department and under Henry Morgenthau. And you had, of course, Alger Hiss in the State Department. You had this vast spy ring, which Whitaker Chambers and Elizabeth Bentley later came forward and, you know, we were couriers for the spy ring and all these people in the government were Soviet agents during a war. And of course, what happened is it didn't mean that the German armies didn't fight the Russian armies, because Hitler couldn't. If Hitler wanted to make a deal with Stalin, the armies were going to still fight. But that deal was going to make the war come out in a way that the Soviet Union would come out on top. And World War II is a very important study for how the Soviets, who were very poor at the actual battles for much of the war, who lost most of the battles they fought, ended up winning the war because of their spies in Berlin, in London, in Washington, and in Tokyo. And this is what we have to understand, is that it can look very bad for the Russians, but they can pull a rabbit out of a hat because they've got spies in all these foreign capitals. And so what Biden could do, Biden can't openly act as a traitor. He can't make our army surrender, but he can finesse the war so that the Chinese and or the Russians, who are allied, by the way, part of the same bloc, get what they want at the end of the day.
Do you think that, and this, I mean, maybe my perception of this is wrong, but my thought process is that if this occurs, I mean, it comes up through Mexico, maybe through Canada. I'm not sure if that's as likely. Does that change the calculus? It's literally there are troops, foreign troops, either on our soil or right at the border. Does that change the calculus of what he could or could not do, or how he could enable them in their efforts?
Well, you have to remember that when a person agrees to help a cause, and Biden and Obama was a committed Marxist when he was young, and he was trained by a Marxist-Leninist Communist Party USA member named Frank Marshall Davis, who was, by the way, if you read his FBI file, he was suspected of being a KGB agent and was on a list of people to be arrested in the event of war with the Soviet Union. So the man who mentored Obama as a teenager was on a list, if we had gone to war with the Soviet Union, to be immediately arrested. He was caught taking pictures at Pearl Harbor of the naval base by the FBI. So if it comes to an actual all-out war between China and the United States and Russia, we have testimony from Soviet Russian defectors saying that before the war, just in the days, how you know that a major nuclear world war is about to begin against the U.S., they will publish, they will out all their agents, whether they're presidents or whatever they are. They will literally pour out all the filth and all the treason that's been committed by all these people in high places and in the days before the war. And the reason they would do that is because it would completely demoralize our side, and it would make none of the soldiers would want to fight for generals and presidents and prime ministers who were working for the side they're about to go to war with. And they would make sure that this testimony and evidence was absolutely persuasive. They would also throw in, for good measure, false accusations and evidence concocted against people they attempted to recruit, but who turned them down. And this is in a book written by Viktor Suvorov, a GRU defector. His real name is Vladimir Rezin. He writes under the name of Viktor Suvorov. But his book, Spetsnaz, goes into this in detail, and it's a section of the book is about the overture, which is the period before all-out war. And of course, what Colonel Lunev told me about that period is, yes, they will be coming in from Mexico and Canada, 6,000 to 8,000 Spetsnaz troops, in this case probably Chinese, maybe some Russians, would be entering the United States in advance of a war, bringing biological, chemical, and nuclear weapons, and slated to assassinate certain people and to shut down critical infrastructure and to release biological and chemical weapons, poison water supplies and create an epidemic.
Well, I guess I know that Dave Hodges has previously mentioned that I guess one of his contacts has stated that there are, I believe, units within the U.S. military that are making plans that, regardless of the orders that they're given, that they would resist. And I guess one of the things we can hope for is that there would be more of the military like that than those that would comply just out of willingness to accept an order from a commanding general or what have you. That But that would stand with the Patriots.
Well, you see, just because if Biden's been working with the Russians, and there's a lot of evidence that he has been working with the communists, a lot of these people, if the country's attacked, they're not going to be working with them anymore, because they're going to realize that they've been betrayed, that the things they believed in, the wonderful, you know, their idea is, well, America's just going to become a socialist country and the world will be unified, and that'll be a good thing. But that's not actually the plan that the Russians and Chinese have in mind. As I've said before on the show, what Colonel Lunev was told, at the end of the Cold War, China and Russia got together, signed all kinds of treaties with each other. About one of them was about this war against the United States, where they would divide it between themselves. Russia would get Alaska and parts of Canada. China would get the lower 48 states with other countries invited in for looting rights. And the Chinese plan, what the Chinese want the lower 48 states for, is to exterminate the native population and to create a second China here. And of course, if all the leftists, all the communists in the country knew that what was really in store for them, they wouldn't be cooperating with them anymore. They wouldn't be their cat's paw. And so they can't, once they go to war, they can't trust their agents anymore in this country. And of course, it's a very bad thing in a military if you're at the beginning of a war and you've got military units rebelling. This is a breakdown of military discipline. You cannot defend yourself if your units are more concerned with fighting each other. And this is exactly what the Russians want to do, and the Chinese. This is how they've split. You know, the Chinese have worked the left side of the street, and the Russians have worked the right side of the street. And they want a civil war here between left and right. All Americans have a common interest in their common survival. And that's what is number one. This ideology is nonsense. And these themes that you hear, and I'm very frustrated and quite frankly angry to hear Americans mouthing pro-Russian, anti-Ukrainian themes, because they don't understand. They're being manipulated by an enemy who has sold them to the Chinese to be exterminated. And I know this from, because I personally knew a major defector, in fact, the highest ranking defector from the Russian general staff, who spoke Mandarin, who worked in China. And so when you understand what their plan is, what Russia and China have been up to all this time, and it has been 30 years, more than 30 years since they made this particular plan, and you see them continuing to follow it, you see the Chinese coming in through Mexico, you see China and Russia in Latin America. I mean, you had General Laura Richardson saying, China and Russia are taking over Latin America. We've got to stand up to them there. This is no accident. This is part of the whole coordinated thing. They're surrounding us. They're enveloping us at home. And, of course, Ukraine may not be as important in the long term if they successfully get all these positions around us and the real war is fought with nuclear weapons and the bombardment of our military system. Because if our ICBMs are wiped out and our submarines are wiped out with the missiles in them, Ukraine, there's no country. Ukraine, Taiwan, they will all fall, because that nuclear umbrella will be gone, if that's understandable.
Well, I am okay. On a positive. Just one real quick comment, John. I am encouraged that in various states there is a movement to pass legislation to prevent China or foreign investment in farmland, especially if it's around military bases. So that's at least one good thing. Thank you, John. Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, thank you for the call. Let's see if we can squeeze one more call in here. That would be John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Have you read a book by Mark Emerson Willey called Pearl Harbor, the Mother of All Conspiracies?
No, I haven't read that one.
I had a little email. He says pretty much the same thing, and he accused FDR of being a traitor and listed a lot of stuff on it. I've still got the book with me, but how could a... Let's see, what currently is this subversive activity? How is it going to play out likely in the next few weeks? Is there... why are the Ukrainians harping about that they're going to have a big counteroffensive Why aren't they being more secretive about it? They aren't saying where, when exactly, but they keep saying in the next few weeks. Are they just leading us on, or what's up? And if they do, how will the Russians pull a hat out, a rabbit out of a hat?
In military affairs, it's not a secret that one side has the initiative and is about to launch an offensive. That's very rarely ever, especially in an ongoing war where there's fighting. That's not something that you need to hide. I mean, it's obvious in the numbers. Both sides, you know, there's an ebb and flow in war where one side gets more troops at one given moment. The side with more troops has a chance then to hurt the other side if it can effectively attack. And that back and forth is normal in war. The Ukrainian offensive right now, the ground is not dry. They thought it was going to be dry on May 10th, but it's they've had more rain, and so I think it's extended to June 1st now, in the reports. But the when the ground dries, we'll see if there's TLB talk is
the cure. We have our last break. John, thank you for your call. We're the newest and most
unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff, we got one more caller. See if we can squeeze this in. Melissa in Maryland. Good morning, Melissa.
Okay, how kind of you to try to squeeze me in.
Let me ask you, my position is that changing the subject to internet access, just because that's what the question pertains to, do you suggest that somebody go all the way as to go to the library for free internet access? Because it's very easy for the police, the criminal justice system, to plant things in your email if they want you in jail. It's very easy to get illegal internet content. Do you suggest that somebody go all the way as to go to the library to access the internet in order to work around the possibility of having illegal internet content in their email?
Illegal internet, you mean somebody putting child porn on your computer?
I guess that's what illegal content would be, because you can't tell what's in an email until you open it up, and you don't know what's on a website until you go to it. And my observation about illegal websites is that they nab the users, but they don't make an attempt to take the websites down. And usually they don't even give you the names of the websites so that you can try to stay off of them.
These websites are probably set up by the FBI or other government agencies.
That could be. That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. No, people have to be very careful where they go on the internet, because there is enforcement of this pedophilia thing, and it can be abused for political purposes.
It's a way of getting somebody in jail when they won't otherwise go to jail. It's a way of putting somebody in jail when they won't otherwise go. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but I think that the resources to do that are limited to a few people. They did this to Vladimir Bukovsky in the UK. They tried to get him at the end of his life and discredit him by saying that there was all this pornography found on his computer. And I don't know what the truth in the case is, except that they dropped the case against him. I never asked him about it, but he said the one thing he did say was that they're just trying to discredit me. And they did it at a moment when he was having heart surgery, that he was not really didn't have very good chances of surviving it, so he wouldn't have been able to answer it. But it's it is pedophilia rings were a major effort that the Russians engaged in, and I strongly suspect that the Jeffrey Epstein pedophile ring was Russian controlled.
Melissa, if it gives you peace of mind to use the library public computer, then that's exactly what you should do.
Okay, that's a fair response. And this is to be continued. We don't have to nip it in the bud today.
Okay,
thank you.
Jeff, thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Okay.
All right. That's it for today. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the lovely state of Missouri. I get to live in the beautiful big state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.